Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Right now at 7 o'clock, new information tonight in the brutal dog attack that left one man dead yesterday.
How the first police officer who arrived on scene described what he saw.
And thunderstorms are firing up right around Fayetteville. At times, they produced about 50 strikes of lightning. I'll have a closer look at where these storms are headed next, coming up.
From baseball and even fireworks, I'm Aaron Thomas live here in Durham for an All-American celebration on this Independence Day.
Oh boy, it has been a hot day of celebrations as we're taking a live look right now. So next to Ashley over there, we've got Dix Park, pretty clear out there in the sky. Carolina Beach, plenty of people still out there. And then over here to my left, you've got people in Fayetteville walking through, but you can see some rain coming down there right now. Thanks for joining us. I'm Chris Lovingood.
And I'm Ashley Rowe. A lot of people are out and about now getting ready for fireworks, but our southern counties are facing a few storm threats. Meteorologist Kat Campbell is in the WRAL Severe Weather Center with who could see some storms and when. We know Fayetteville's already getting them.
Yes. And unfortunately, Fayetteville was the area we were zeroed in on to see some of these storms this evening. They just fired up. There's been a lot of lightning in these storms. The rain's still coming down here at Segra Stadium. But hopefully, the showers can clear out. The storms can clear out in time for the fireworks tonight. And I am seeing signs that after 9 o'clock, I think we'll see some improvements in Fayetteville and the storm chances going down. But for now, still a lot of lightning in these dangerous storms, very heavy rain, and the potential for winds to gust up to 50 miles per hour. So you need to seek shelter in Fayetteville and Stedman. These storms moving to the east slowly at about 5 to 10 miles per hour. So this storm will be headed for Salemburg next, the one over Stedman, and eventually Clinton. Those are some of the areas to be on the lookout for storms this evening. I don't think that we'll see any storms here around the Triangle. Good news for the fireworks at Dix Park and at the DBAP in Durham. Your fireworks forecast looking pretty good. It's 90 degrees right now. By 11 o'clock, we should be hovering right around the 80 degree mark. Future cast continues to show some of these scattered storms in our southern counties as we head throughout the nighttime hours. Best storm chances likely for Cumberland and Sampson County. And we've got more storms tomorrow. I'll explain why there are likely to be more on the radar coming up.
Okay, thanks, Kat. And you heard Kat talk about the Durham Bulls Athletic Park. Here is a live look. Baseball fans getting right in on the Independence Day celebration.
And we've got WRAL's Aaron Thomas live at the DBAP right now. The toughest assignment of the day today. Aaron, people can expect a big fireworks show afterwards.
Yeah, most certainly, Chris. I actually got a pretty good assignment. Can't complain here on this 4th of July. Now, anybody that's familiar with Durham Bulls games, we know that they usually shoot off fireworks at the end of each game, but that we're talking about Independence Day here, so of course, it has to be bigger and better. Give you a live look now at this great turnout that we have here, a much different view than we first gave you here on WRAL News at 5 o'clock. We actually got a look at folks coming inside of the gates as they opened at around 5:30 this evening. Got some chance to catch up with a lot of people, some people telling me that this is their first time attending a Durham Bulls game for the celebration. Others actually saying that this is a tradition for them. Actually ran into one lady who moved here from Huntsville, Alabama last year, and she's hoping to make this a tradition with her and her husband.
It's kind of chilling, just gonna be me and my husband tonight. It's a little low key, but just a chance to relax, kick back. All the best of America, right? Some baseball and some beer and fireworks.
Yeah, there you have it. And another live look here, of course. Great turnout here in the stands. I can see some people fanning. It is definitely a toasty evening, but folks are definitely making the most of it. We have a fireworks show here on the mound at around 9:45 this evening. And of course, we'll have those details for you on our late news beginning at 10 on Fox 50. Back to you.
I look forward to seeing all the video you're going to put on social media as well. Aaron Thomas live in Durham. Thanks, Aaron. And folks, if you're still looking for a place to view fireworks tonight, you can celebrate Independence Day in Chapel Hill. That's happening at Southern Community Park, and gates just opened a few minutes ago at 7 o'clock with the show planned for about 9:20. You are encouraged to bring your own blankets, chairs, and picnic baskets to enjoy that show. And we're going to take you a live look right now at Dix Park. So celebrations got underway at 5, but you can't really see it from this angle. We've been trying to move it around, haven't had any luck. It's okay, but we know they're there. They've got music, they have games, and plenty of food. The fireworks show will start at 9:30. And just a reminder, there is no parking at Dix Park. However, shuttles will be available from downtown. And you can find a full list of July 4th events and fireworks in our area on the Out and About section of WRAL.com.
In the last hour, we learned a dog that attacked and killed a man in Johnston County had previously attacked another person earlier that day. Police confirmed to WREL that a vet hospital employee was attacked and bitten on the leg the same day. Happened before 67-year-old Anthony Bastardi went to check on the dogs at his daughter's home on Edelston Court in Clayton. A police report describes the brutal attack on Bastardi. The responding Wilson's Mills police officer wrote that he saw two dogs and a man on the ground. Officer Benjamin Deese described one large brown dog barking aggressively and moving toward him, so he shot him. He shot the other dog as it was standing over Bastardi. The Raleigh Police Department has identified the person found dead at a home in Picket Fence Lane. Police found 28-year-old Dexter Ingram in the woods behind some townhomes. Investigators believe his death is connected to a shots fired call from the same location over the weekend. At the time, there were no injury reports. Officers found Ingram 2 days later. Police have not shared any information about a possible suspect.
A state trooper is on administrative leave after shooting and killing a man. Investigators say Trooper Jeffrey Dunlap stopped last night to help a stranded driver along I-26 near Asheville. They say the driver pulled a gun and shot Dunlap in the chest. The trooper's ballistic vest stopped the bullet and he shot back. 57-year-old Wesley Taylor died. Trooper Jeffrey Dunlap is on administrative leave while that case is being investigated.
A man is dead after being hit by a tractor trailer on I-95 in Johnston County. This is video from the scene. Happened around 1:30 this morning. Authorities say the man was driving down the service road next to I-95 when he went off the road and hit a tree. He then started walking across the interstate when he was hit by the tractor trailer in the northbound lane. The driver of the truck will not face charges. Another crash happened later when a second tractor trailer hit a fire truck while trying to merge. No one was hurt in that crash. A man is dead after an early morning shooting in Durham. Police were called to Robin Hood Road around 1:40 a.m. and found a man with a gunshot wound. He was already dead. Police say the shooting does not appear random.
During a fireworks show in Apex last night, this fireball right there, it lit up the sky and it had some people a little concerned. It's being called the fireball finale. Apparently, it's a newer trend, according to the crew who put on the show. And it caught a number of people off guard, especially the people watching closely from home.
And obviously, the first concern is, is everything okay? But yeah, it was shocking for sure.
It was huge, and me and my friends were sitting in the backyard. We were like, what was that? Did the firework backfire and make it this huge explosion? It was crazy. Everybody was freaking out.
Now, after the show, the town of Apex said on social media the fireball finale, it was planned, it was safe. And the CEO of Pyrostar Entertainment, that's the company behind the display, says they have all sorts of safety protocols in place for something like this.
Fireworks shows will be popping off all across the Triangle and surrounding areas tonight in celebration of the 4th. But those displays can be triggering for people with sensory sensitivities. Cindy Martin works with the Autism Society of North Carolina. She also has children with autism. This time of year, she says fireworks can cause anxiety, meltdowns, or even a fight or flight response.
Having a meltdown looks different for everyone on the spectrum. For my child, a lot of times it's tears and resistance. The environment's too overwhelming and the noises are too much, so they need an escape.
For her family, Martin says she makes sure to prepare her kids and watch out for signs of distress or anxiety. She also noted that it's important other families try to avoid ostracizing people who cannot participate.
Today, people celebrated becoming U.S. citizens at the state capitol.
There was a ceremony to honor them. There was a wreath laying and a reading of the Declaration of Independence. We spoke with two people about their path to citizenship and what that means to them.
This is what we've always dreamed of, so very exciting day. It's been a long time, but we're finally here, so it's been amazing.
This is a land of opportunity, and I will grab it as they come.
The Raleigh Concert Band also performed at today's event, which you can hear in the background there.
Oh, congratulations to all of them. Mm-hmm. People across the Triangle are spending part of their day in line at the gas pumps. Have you seen the line?
Oh, I've seen them. Ran into on the way to work. After the break, how a nationwide promotion pulled in so many people and traffic jams, too. Plus this.
Durham police are warning about the dangers of celebratory gunfire. I'll share the stories of two women killed in the last 3 years by bullets falling from the sky.
Folks, we want to update you on that investigation into that large crack in the side of a Carowinds roller coaster. Today, the company that built the ride was at the park inspecting the damage. Bollinger & Mabillard has built roller coasters for decades all over the world. And they wrote in a statement, quote, "We will continue to work closely with Carowinds to determine the cause, the repair, and the reopening of the coaster," end quote. Now, just yesterday, state inspectors came out to look at the Fury 325 coaster. They showed up days after a man spotted a large break on one of the beams. Now, the ride was eventually shut down after the video spread online. WREL is working to get answers about how this could happen. We're waiting to hear back from Carowinds.
The Durham Police Department is urging residents not to fire their guns in the air this Independence Day.
So 10% of our sound of shots came over under 1% of the days of the year. That's a huge problem.
Let me reiterate that. A tenth of the calls for gunfire to Durham police last year came from just 2 days, July 4th and New Year's Eve. As WREL's Monica Casey shows us, a moment of celebration can change lives forever.
Two families of victims of celebratory gunfire have been waiting for answers for years. Durham police tell me, unfortunately, these cases are almost impossible to solve.
Today marks the third anniversary of Paulette Thorpe's death. She was hit by celebratory gunfire sitting on a friend's porch in 2020.
She loved her family and friends. She loved her church. We, of course, do.
Her nephew, Carlos Lyons, tells me Thorpe's loss has left a hole.
She was the perfect aunt. She gave her sheriff her back, and he never wanted for anything, and love to crack jokes and have a good time, and that was just her.
Dolores Burwell was also killed by a falling bullet on New Year's Eve of 2021.
Guns are for self-defense. They're not for celebration.
Investigator Adam Baumgarten is the lead on both cases, which are now inactive. He tells me bullets fired into the air can travel for more than a mile, and it's still a problem in Durham.
You know, as far as people shooting up in the air, I don't think it's gotten any better.
Baumgarten has a message to those shooting into the sky.
Try and put yourself in the position of the family members and of the people that are being victimized. Because unfortunately, I can't offer any closure to these families because it's a nearly unsolvable case.
Even without that closure, Thorpe's family is trying to move forward.
I'm at peace with it. It won't bring her back. I miss her like crazy, but, you know, if you think about it all the time and everything, you know, like that, you never get over it.
In Durham, Monica Casey, WREL News.
I know you know this already, but police want to emphasize that alcohol can impair your judgment. If you're a gun owner, they recommend locking your gun up tonight so that you're not tempted to fire it in the air.
What goes up must come down. Yes, bullets included. All right, we want to turn to this story now. Most people are not at work today, but there was plenty of traffic around local gas stations today. Look at these lines at Sheets gas stations in our area. From Garner to Raleigh, Durham, and Chapel Hill, there was a promotion at Sheets. It was offering gas for $1.776 a gallon. That was in honor of America's birthday on the 4th of July, 1776. The deal will continue until gas runs out, and in some places that happened by 3 p.m.
I got the tunes in the car going and my dog, so I'm doing good.
When there isn't a crazy good deal going on, remember, you can check your local gas prices on WREL.com. Just search the words fuel tracker.
And Sheets isn't the only one with an Independence Day promo. A local football team is joining in on the fun, too. The North Carolina Tar Heels have an Independence Day football ticket deal going. $17.76 for tickets to three different games, Miami, Virginia, and Campbell. The seats are up on the second level of Keenan Stadium. The cheap tickets are available through Thursday. Now to one of our favorite July 4th stories. Take a look at these adorable babies in the NICU at UNC Children's. They are all dressed up for the holiday with a little help from the Newborn Critical Care Center team. Yes, they are all looking very patriotic.
They're so cute.
With it being a holiday week, our area beaches are packed, not only with beachgoers, but with lifeguards as well. Here is a live look from Carolina Beach.
Yeah, so many people trying to soak up the sun today. And there have been, though, keep in mind, at least 370 rip current rescues at our local beaches since Friday. They want to take a look at these numbers just from today. There were 46 total rescues so far, including 25 at Carolina Beach, 18 at Wrightsville, and 3 at Cure Beach. Now remember, always look at the flag flying before you get in the water. Yellow is caution, red is high hazard, meaning high surf and or strong currents.
So the number one thing is don't panic, right? Don't start to panic and swim against the current or against the rip current because you're not going to be successful.
He also recommends you don't swim alone. And if you can, swim where there's a lifeguard nearby.
Meteorologist Kat Campbell has been following all of those rip currents. I just can't believe how many people have been needing to be saved from all of this. You're also tracking the storms that are passing through Fayetteville right now. And fingers crossed, that storm will push through by the time fireworks are going.
And, you know, they're starting to see a dry window of time. So hopefully that intense thunderstorm is the end of it for Fayetteville. It was intense. There were some winds up to about 50 miles per hour. Very heavy rain and a lot of lightning. But out at Segra Stadium, they are taking care of the tarp right now, trying to push off some of that water. You can see a few people walking through the stands, able to come back out tonight, hopefully in time for the fireworks that will be taking place there. And at Fort Liberty as well. The storm in Fayetteville slowly pushing to the east. This storm's only moving 5 to 10 miles per hour, so it's going to be slow to clear out, but a lot of the lightning starting to push east now. Most of the lightning in Stedman and that storm pushing towards Salemburg. Keep in mind, if you can hear thunder, you're close enough to get struck by lightning. So if you can hear thunder, you still need to be inside. This storm will continue to slowly push east, so Clinton, you're likely to see this storm arrive within the next 15 to 20 minutes as well. This is the only complex of storms that we have on the radar here in our viewing area. Elsewhere, the majority of storms confined to the coast. But we're going to keep a close eye on Cumberland County and Sampson County over the next couple of hours as those storms move through. And that's where we've had the best chance of storms today. Elsewhere, we really expect to be dry for the fireworks tonight, including the Triangle. So I think most of us will be okay for the fireworks celebrations tonight. We're going to keep a very close eye on Cumberland and Sampson counties. Future casts continues to show dry weather tomorrow morning through lunchtime. It's once we get to the afternoon, a little bit earlier by 1-2 o'clock, that we'll see a few storms popping up, and we're going to have more moisture available tomorrow. And I think this is going to amount to greater coverage of showers and thunderstorms. So you've got a better chance of storms tomorrow simply because there's just going to be more on the radar. Not everybody's going to see the storms. They're going to pop up in a very summertime fashion, kind of in random places on the radar and then grow together. But once we get past sunset, we should gradually see the radar quieting down. One plus side to this is it helps prevent the heat index from getting up to 105. So that should keep us out of the heat advisory territory. Does not mean it's not going to be hot and humid, though. The heat index forecast tomorrow near 100 for many of us. Right now, the heat index stands at 97 in Raleigh, Durham, Wilson, and Rocky Mount. 93 in Lewisburg is what it feels like right now. Heat index down to 86 after the shower in Fayetteville. It was up to 104 at times earlier today. Still feels like 100 in Goldsboro. The heat index for the next several days likely to be near 100 in the lower triple digits. Our actual high temperature will be in the lower 90s for most days of the next seven. 93 will be the hottest day of the next seven, and that'll come on Friday. For the next couple of days, we'll see scattered storms on the radar during the afternoon and evening. But as we get into the weekend, those storms will be less. It's more isolated storm chances with just a 30% chance each day. So just because you see those lightning bolt icons, don't cancel your weekend plans just yet. It's a small chance, and it wouldn't last all that long.
Perfect. Okay. Thanks, Kat. There was a little drama during the Nathan's annual hot dog eating contest today.
And just a bit why the event was almost canceled and who took home first place.
We got it going here. You know, Master Key lyrics. I'm just a no. Please no.
I'm Matt Talhelm in the WRAL Live Center. Firefighters in Knightdale right now are battling a house fire. You can see right here, all the roof is gone in this house, just some of the beams sticking up there. Take a look at some video. The WRAL Breaking News Tracker is on the scene right now. This is at Whispering Creek Court. You can see that two-story home there is heavily damaged by the flames. That's the end of a cul-de-sac here. I want to give you an idea of where this is. This is an area of a lot of new construction homes. A lot of these only built in the last year or so. Firefighters battling that here, but this is in the area of a Whispering Creek Court right here. You can see a lot of that area is not even shown on this map because it's still homes that are under construction just off Pool Road there. So if you're in that area, avoid it because those firefighters have a lot on their hands there.
Oh, I hope everybody's okay.
Yeah, there's a very new community, just like you said.
Thanks, Matt. The Conlon Family Skate Park opened next to Capitol Boulevard in Raleigh last week.
And that park has been in the works for about a year. Instead of skating around unsafe places, the park gives skaters in Raleigh the visibility of being along a main road. Stephen Mangano and his 17-year-old son, Adrian, are skateboarders who have seen different parks across our country.
I'm fond of saying that we're probably not going to have a professional football team, but we could really own action sports. So this is really a first step. You know, Skate Raleigh's vision is to create this, particularly in such a visible space, to really create an opportunity for the community to understand that, you know, it's a great sport. There are a ton of skaters out there.
The park has rails, half pipes, and ramps, and there are also plans to build a roller skating rink and add BMX features too. All right, so it wouldn't be the 4th of July without this.
Nope.
The Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. Joey Chestnut once again took the top prize. No surprises there, but here's the deal. The whole thing almost didn't happen.
No, torrential rain dumped onto Coney Island today. Fans got drenched. Organizers delayed the men's competition due to lightning. And for a moment, a local station reported the whole thing might be canceled, but never count Joey Chestnut out. He would not be defeated. He spoke with the organizers, and eventually the eating contest was back on. Chestnut won again, downing 62 hot dogs in 10 minutes. Mickey Sudo won the women's competition. She put away 39 and a half hot dogs, enough to claim her championship. Both of these were the favorites to win.
And they won.
Yep, they showed up and showed out.
It's interesting to watch. I find it more entertaining pretending that the Pac-Man sounds are happening as you're eating. But please throw them.
Thank you for making WREL your choice for local news.
Hey, we'll see you at 10 o'clock on Fox 50 and 11 o'clock on WREL.
Keep watching WREL News over the air channel 34 and Spectrum channel 1257.